You're listening to the Everyday Astrology Podcast. I'm Hilary Scott, your astrologer, and this is the forecast for the week of February 26th. Welcome to a whole new week. I hope you're doing well and enjoying the Virgo moon energy that we just had, the full moon in Virgo. It is really a wonderful time to get clear about what you want to create in the world and what's been working, what hasn't been working. With the sun in Pisces, which we've had since February 18th, the whole energy becomes very withdrawn and introspective, possibly, depending, of course, on your own chart. The Pisces energy is not so much about doing as it is about being. So you might really be able to utilize this energy for the next month until actually it's the 19th, I believe, of March that Pisces changes to Aries and we'll have the equinox next month. So if you need to kind of consolidate everything that you've experienced in the last year, I mean, of course we all need to consolidate because really the new year begins next month, March 19th, when the sun moves into Aries. So this is like very much an ending kind of time or like consolidating and figuring out what worked and what didn't work and really taking intuitive stock of your life and what's going on around you for the next month. So if you can find a way to enjoy that, that would be great. This week we do have an interesting and possibly challenging combo of planets that I think probably will help with the process of figuring out what you want to keep, what you want to get rid of, separating the wheat from the chaff, I think is a good saying, even though it's not really relatable for most people because we're not actually doing that sort of activity. But we want to get rid of the stuff that didn't matter, that doesn't count, the superfluous things in our lives, and bring in things that really do matter. So making space is a really good thing to do right now. We start out the week with some harmonious energy between the moon and Pluto that gives us an eye for the deep, complicated aspects of ourselves that need to be heard and experienced and kind of followed and acknowledged. So you might feel that going on, like what your real needs are might become apparent to you. On the 27th, that is a big day. We're, of course, feeling this energy all week. And next month, we're coming into the solar and lunar, or the lunar and solar eclipses. So it's very big energy, big, big energy. This week, we have Mars on the 27th squaring Jupiter. And that is big energy. Mars is the go-getting energy. It's in Aquarius right now. Basically, Mars is squaring Jupiter. Mars is in Aquarius. Jupiter is in Taurus. They don't really get each other. The Mars energy in Aquarius is quite purposeful and wants to accomplish a great deal. It wants to get out and mingle and be adventurous and avant-garde and humanitarian and genius and cutting edge and go your own way and I'll go my own way. And the Taurus Jupiter is much more comfortable not necessarily pushing the boundaries. It's quite comfortable, though it likes to expand the things that it enjoys, like good food and pleasurable maybe romance novels, or I mean all kinds of fictional tales might be enjoyed, even Netflix, lots of rich, delicious things, fine fabrics. Jupiter there is like expanding our desire to have those things in our life. And it's being squared by the Aquarian Mars, which could be quite happy with very little or very sparse sort of surroundings. It's like the difference between maybe a very like technological environment compared to something very luxurious and practical in a sense. So very different energy. You might be feeling some sort of pull in different directions or even parts of yourself doesn't even get the other part of yourself. There could be different needs that you have experiencing inside of yourself, which can be tricky to navigate. I mean, we all have squares in our charts. We all have oppositions in our charts, and they are, and conjunctions for that matter, they're difficult to navigate sometimes because we have to somehow find a way to allow all parts of ourselves expression. So it can be tricky. This energy might highlight that. There might be some sort of power struggle energy going on too with this. So just be aware. You might be a little bit, you could even overestimate your own abilities with this, like take on more than you should. And you don't want to do that because then you end up being like, oh, I can't do it. And now I feel like a failure. So just be aware of that. You might take on more than you can handle because you're kind of thinking big or being sort of extravagant on the 27th. That same day, we do actually have a nice trine between Mercury, or not Mercury, a nice trine between the Moon and Mars and also Venus. They are in Aquarius as well, which, again, this Aquarian energy of the individual is important, but also like what your part as an individual is for the group. That's very Aquarian concept. Also, the AI explosion that we're having on Earth right now, very Aquarian ruled. That should be interesting. We're on like the supernova highway now. So stuff's going fast. Things are a little crazy in the world because of all this energy. But I think you've probably noticed that before now, that things are a little crazy. So heading into the 28th, we have a big day with the Sun and Mercury and Saturn all conjoined in a little huddle, in a group together, a conjunction, or a stellium is another astrological term when planets are all grouped together. And that is happening in the with the Moon in Scorpio that day. It's quite a powerful, possibly like an energy that makes you feel burdened or depressive. This is sort of the dark side of the Saturn energy, conjunct with Mercury, the way we think, and the Sun, our identity. It can have us feel like we're not good enough, we're not smart enough, we don't got our shit together enough, we're like failures in some way, depressive, sad, getting old, can't stop it. Like Saturn is just kind of father time, Kronos, karma, heavy. It can be so heavy. And people that have Saturn strong on their charts are often very serious. Sometimes funny, because there's definitely like a dark humor that comes with the Saturnian energy. And you need the funniness to be able to cope with some of the dark stuff that you're aware of with this energy. But also, it's very serious, very far-seeing as far as leaving a legacy, what you're actually here to accomplish, what you want to create, how you can best use your energy and your resources. That's very important. You need to kind of, as we get older, that becomes pretty apparent that you've got to be careful with your resources. Your sort of youth is wasted on the young, so young people don't really realize what they've got going for themselves until they start getting old, which is Saturn coming in and letting us know that time is finite and we do have to get things in order. And so if you lean into this energy and decide you're going to do the work that's required to get through it, then you're going to actually, this could be a very productive day, a very serious awareness of what you need to get done, what you need to accomplish, what you need to do to feel like you're fulfilling your purpose or you're living your best life with the time that you have. A notable energy that we've got going on is Mercury sextile Jupiter on the 29th. So we have this very weighty energy with Saturn and the Sun and Mercury all conjoined with each other. Uranus is also active that day, as well as Neptune. So there's a lot of players in the game influencing the potentiality of what you're doing. It could be very like the end of an era and the beginning of what is born on the back of blood, sweat, and tears. A lot had to happen for you to get to where you are and are now able to make decisions to take you in new directions. So it is a very important time, and you're probably going to feel like there's important decisions to be made, or that you're focused on weighty topics, for sure. But luckily, on the 29th, it's a really good day with Mercury sextiling Jupiter. So you might get some brilliant ideas or some sort of philosophical grace come in, where you understand everything that happened as if it was always meant to happen. There's this sort of wonderful, magical, buoyant grace that comes with it, which is very lucky to be able to have a shift in perspective like that. And it also, Pluto is at play that day as well. So there is a level of, for sure, a level of seriousness to everything that's going on. Plus, Chiron is conjunct the North Node in Aries. So there's some sort of previous identity that you were, something that is now going to be laid to rest and something entirely new is born. So it's important. I hope that I'm portraying how important it is, because it really is important. It's something that, like, the Wheel of Fortune is turning, and you've already put into sort of the soup of the universe your wishes, and now you have to make space and clarity and groundedness for them to manifest for you in however, whatever needs to go, and whatever you need to begin, you'll understand you need to begin. And we do have coming into March, so this Pisces sun time that we've got going on right now is very introspective, along with this energy with Saturn. So there's a real wisdom, like very kind of cosmic universal understanding is being granted. And then with this coming energy of the spring and the beginning of the astrological cycle, we're going to have this whole influx of movement to go forward. So, and then right after that, we have, right after spring happens, we have a lunar eclipse in Libra. And then 2 weeks later, we have a solar eclipse in Libra, or a solar eclipse in Aries. So that will be a time of great change for all of us, because the eclipses bring in what's meant to come in and they release what is meant to go. So it is pivotal times, and we do have this next month to kind of get clear about what the last year was to us and what we want to let go and what we're going to bring into the new year. So I hope that you're able to make good use of it. I actually would like to make a little announcement. I've decided that I'm going to take a few weeks off, because I have been in some way tracking or writing or discussing astrology and the transits and the movements of the planets since 2009. So that's a really, really long time. So since 2009, I've had to be very focused on the micro, in a way, the micro stuff, the movements of the planets. And it's been challenging to be that tapped in all the time and that specifically connected to astrology. And I've learned so much. I mean, oh my goodness. If you want to learn astrology, try writing about it, because it really does get it deep, deep into your matrix, into your own DNA, what it all means. And I hope that I'm able to convey that to you when I do the podcast and I write the weekly newsletter to help you stay tuned into what's going on in the cosmos. That's sort of the intention, is to help it be the information to be translated into our everyday lives, everyday astrology. And it really is the kind of the soup we're swimming in. So I do believe it's very important. But I'm at this point, I think, this crossroads in my life where I don't know if I want to keep writing about it. I don't know if I want to keep talking about it. I definitely want to keep welcoming clients and reading charts. And I love doing the mini readings, which are so accessible. That's one of the reasons I like doing them. And that work with astrology, working with charts and consulting is still very much, I'm very clear about that I want to keep doing that. But I feel like I'm in this sort of, this time where I need to let my inner self sort of stare at the sky and not have to keep driving myself to do the writing and do the podcasting. Though I have a lot of ideas about how I would want to go forward, I would really welcome any ideas from you about what you might, kind of content you might be interested in, what would you like to hear discussed? Would you be interested in like different sorts of topics like astrocartography, or like I'm kind of thinking of changing the way I'm doing it and bring in more sort of timeless topics and guests who can talk about interesting things related to astrology, so that once I make the episode or write about it or whatever, then it's something that can be gone back to over again and again. Whereas when I do the forecast, that information is often just something people won't go back to. So I feel like I'm kind of at this spot in my life where I want to make all my moments count and put my energy into something that feels like there's some sort of, I guess, maybe legacy. I mean, I'm in a Capricorn, so I think in these terms, but I do feel like after learning quite a bit about human design and my own human design and finding that very helpful and interesting, I need to kind of follow my desire to let go for a little while and see what is brought. I'm a manifesting generator, so I'm supposed to kind of attract into my field the things that are right for me and see how I respond to what comes towards me. So I want to try that experiment for a little while, and I'm being kind of pulled to just let go here for a bit. But I will be back to talk about the equinox and the sun moving into Aries for the whole new year coming up next month, and of course the lunar and solar eclipses. I would definitely love to hear anything you might have to say, like suggestions you might have going forward, and also if you're interested in having a reading. I'm still doing readings, and mini readings are really popular and I really love doing them. So if you would like to find out quite a bit about yourself in this very short period of time, then feel free to contact me and I will do your chart for you, do a little mini reading. I hope that you really have time to reflect and get clear about what you want to bring into the future during this Pisces sun time that we're in. And I appreciate you so much for listening, and I hope that you will pick up with me where we left off. Many blessings and Godspeed.